Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Happy Saturday, August 13th. I am reading first from Deuteronomy 25 verses 11 through 19. And I have to admit that the first verse that I read is one of those very difficult ones, but then I think it gets more applicable for us. If two men are fighting and the wife of one of them comes to rescue her husband from his assailant and she reaches out and seizes him by his private parts, you shall cut off her hand. Show her no pity. Do not have two differing weights in your bag, one heavy, one light. Do not have two differing measures in your house, one large, one small. You must have accurate and honest weights and measures, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. For the Lord your God detests anyone who does these things, anyone who deals dishonestly. Remember what the Amalekites did to you along the way when you came out of Egypt? When you were weary and worn out, they met you on your journey and cut off all who were lagging behind. They had no fear of God. When the Lord your God gives you rest from all your enemies around you in the land he is giving you to possess as an inheritance, you shall blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven. Do not forget. Let us move over to the Psalms. Today in Psalm 78, we will read half of the psalm because it is quite lengthy. This says a maskil of Asaph. O my people, hear my teaching. Listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter hidden things, things from of old. What we have heard and known, what our fathers have told us, we will not hide from their children. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power and the wonders he has done. He decreed statutes for Jacob and established the law in Israel, which he commanded our forefathers to teach their children, so the next generation would know them, even the children yet to be born. And they in turn would tell their children. Then they would put their trust in God and wouldn't forget his deeds, but would keep his commands. They would not be like their forefathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation whose hearts were not loyal to God, whose spirits were not faithful to him. The men of Ephraim, though armed with bows, turned back on the day of battle. They did not keep God's covenant and refused to live by his law. They forgot what he had done, the wonders he had shown them. He did miracles in the sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt, in the region of Zoan. He divided the sea and led them through. He made the water stand firm like a wall. He guided them with the cloud by day and with light from the fire all night. He split the rock in the desert and gave them water in abundance as the seas. He brought streams out of the rocky crag and made water flow down like rivers. But they continued to sin against him, rebelling in the desert against the Most High. They willfully put God to the test by demanding the food they craved. They spoke against God, saying, "Can God spread a table in the desert?" When he struck the rock, water gushed out and streams flowed abundantly. But can he also give us food? Can he supply meat for his people? When the Lord heard them, he was very angry. His fire broke out against Jacob, and his wrath rose against Israel. For they did not believe in God or trust in his deliverance. Yet he gave a command to the skies above and opened the doors of the heavens. He rained down manna for the people to eat. He gave them the grain of heaven. Men ate the bread of angels. He sent them all the food they could eat. He let loose the east wind from the heavens and led forth the south wind by his power. He rained meat down on them like dust, flying birds like sand on the seashore. He made them come down inside their camp, all around their tents. They ate till they had more than enough, for he had given them what they craved. But before they turned from the food they craved, even while it was still in their mouths, God's anger rose against them. He put to death the sturdiest among them, cutting down the young men of Israel. Wow, this psalm is amazing. I love in the beginning the reminder that we are to share the faith with the next generation. In verses 5, 6, and 7, it talks about teaching your children what the Lord has done, about his power and his wonders, so that they might put their trust in God. And one of the ways I think we as parents or grandparents or even in the church can help the children is by teaching them questions and answers. One of the questions that I like that we use from the New City Catechism is, who is God? And a very simple answer that a child can respond with, God is the creator of everyone and everything. A second follow-up question would be, how and why did God create us? God created us, male and female, in his own image to glorify him. And as we ask and answer these questions, it helps form a theology of God who is creator and sustainer. Let's move over to the New Testament, where we're in 1 Timothy. Today we'll be reading chapter 3, verses 14 through 16. Although I hope to come to you soon, I am writing you these instructions so that if I am delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of all truth. Beyond all question, the mystery of godliness is great. He appeared in a body, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed on in the world, was taken up in glory. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to read your word. Bless it, Lord, into our ears, and may it go into our hearts and do its work so that we might be a people who speak your peace, who exude humility of the Spirit, and who walk in step with Jesus Christ, our Lord. We love you today, Lord. Give us a blessing of encouragement for those situations, Lord, where we do not know what to do. Please be clear with us if there are action steps that we should take, and help us, Lord, to trust in your sovereign will. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.